Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Right now we're going to play a game called Guess the Plot, Ashley.
Nice. All right.
It's movies that we all know. Let's see if she has, one, seen them, or two, can tell us what it's all about. All right. Mitch Halleck, King of the Nerds, on right now. Go ahead, Mitch.
All right, Ashley. Mm-hmm. Intrepid archaeologist goes on a quest to save the world from the...
No.
That description. No.
You're giving the description.
No.
No, you give the title.
She gives description.
Oh, well,
she.
You wouldn't have got that anyway. But anyway. Okay. Here's one. Animal House.
A bunch of guys are animals and they live together. In a house.
What happens? Animals, like they're giraffes or elephants? Or
they're dirty. So their mom was like, oh, you're such animals.
Their mom.
Yeah.
Right.
The mom. Yeah. No.
Okay. Next movie. you ever start a bit, you think it's going to be great, and then you're like, oh, it's not.
We're just warming up.
You got a good one.
Yeah.
We're warming up in the bullpen. Okay. I kind of gave it away. Raiders of the Lost Ark. See if you can remember what I said 2 minutes ago, because I don't.
Right. Harrison Ford is in a cave. No, he's on an ark. He's on a boat, and he runs. There's this big stone ball that chases after him.
The entire movie, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be the running man.
Boy, does he get tired.
He does. Halfway
and
through.
And it's funny, he'll look around the corner of a building,
and then it
finds him.
The elevator scene. The elevator scene where he goes to the elevator, and he comes out, after him. That's the worst. That was the worst.
I thought the scene that was the worst was when he hailed the cab in New York, got in the back seat, and the driver was the boulder.
The boulder, right.
It's like, oh, crap. How's he going to get out of this one?
How about that middle of the night, once he heard the door? Who is it?
Boulder.
No, he said pizza delivery.
Right.
I didn't order a pizza.
What about when he went to hide in the closet, and when he turned the light on, the boulder was already in there waiting for him.
Right, right. Or the ball pit at McDonald's.
He does. He runs from it the whole movie.
Okay. Next movie.
All right, here's another one for you. Ghostbusters.
Oh, well, that one's a bunch of guys who are friends, and they find and eliminate ghosts everywhere.
Bunch of guys who are friends. It's a bro movie, yes.
Right,
bro?
You know, she's not that far off on that one.
No.
Right. She's not that far off. But okay.
One's a paid employee. The rest are, yes.
All right.
Here's one. John Travolta, we know you're a huge fan of his films. Saturday Night Fever, what happens?
But COVID.
John Travolta.
I woke up on Saturday. I had this fever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have COVID?
It was a night fever. Night fever. You know how to do it.
He's in high school, and he has a dance marathon because his buddy challenges him one night.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they go onto the floor where it lights up.
Now you're just guessing.
Wait. Listen. Yeah. Listen.
The high school floor lights up.
Listen, you can hear it.
So when the basketball players come out.
You can hear it. The sound of stupid.
No, it's the sound of haven't seen that movie.
Okay.
Wow, that sounds like a parody song for you, AJ, in tribute
of
Ashley.
The sound of stupid.
The sound of
I'm
stupid.
I'm writing that one.
Yeah.
I'm going to come in there in 1 second, and you're going to be very unhappy.
It's unhappy now. You're in this room.
We have to fart.
I'll try really hard.
We're playing a game, and
it hurts.
It's painful.
It hurts.
Mitch Halleck, King of the Nerds, is on, and he's giving Ashley a movie title that we've all seen.
Yeah.
And if she hasn't seen it, she tries to explain the plot to us. What's next, Mitch?
How about Back to the Future?
Oh. There is a...
You haven't seen this one?
It might have been on when my sister was watching it.
So no.
It's about...
So she's watched it.
A mad scientist.
I would absolutely give her the pool table.
I would call
you
mad.
Are my favorite child.
Right here.
partake.
Right. No, I've got this one. It's about a mad scientist who lives next door to this young guy who has a car that he fixes to go back in time and change reality.
Yeah, it's not that far off.
Kind of shot around the table.
He doesn't live next door.
No.
It wasn't to go back in time. It is a time machine, which means you could dial in any date and you can go to that date.
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
And the reason why they have to change history is because someone got stuck in the past. Who got stuck in the past?
His dog.
Goodbye.
Got his dog, yeah. Lassie, come back here. Lassie.
All right.
What's next?
All right. How about something a little closer? I realize some of these are from the 80s. How about something from the 90s? The Sixth Sense. It was a huge box office hit. Everybody was talking about it with the surprise ending.
Huge.
Surprise ending. That's right.
Even I saw it.
Yeah. There's this young kid.
Did you see it?
No.
Oh, jeez.
There's this young kid who sees dead people. And that is the Sixth Sense.
That's the famous sound clip.
Yes. Right? I see dead people.
Okay,
yeah.
But...
And they're voting.
Well,
he's sleeping one night.
Get that tape ready.
Sorry.
All right, go ahead.
He's sleeping one night when he discovers that he has this gift, and he's communicating with the people that used to live in the house.
Yeah, and he makes the corn grow, too.
He must get some really good joints.
Yeah, man.
Is the corn growing?
Yeah.
You look up the last scene in that movie and tell me I'm wrong. Go ahead. Fact checker.
You're wrong.
Are you puppet? Are you making your mouth move when you do this?
Remember that monkey you used to wind up? Clap his hands.
For emphasis, I'm going to come in there.
Mr. Jimbo's?
If I have the urge to fart, I am so going to come in there, AJ.
Just do it on the air. AJ, can you explain that movie?
The Sixth Sense? Yeah, this kid is often haunted by these dreams he has. Like he actually can see dead people. Now, Bruce Willis goes over there to kind of talk to this kid, try and investigate the kid, like what's going on with this
kid. Is he a priest?
No, he's not a priest.
Hold on. Something very significant happens before that.
Right, in the
Bruce
beginning.
Bruce Willis gets an award for being a great cop or whatever.
Right.
When he gets home after this amazing night, there's an intruder in the house, and he's shot.
Mm-hmm,
and then it beams into, you know, whatever months later, and there's this mom with a kid who's like a weirdo.
Yeah.
And, like, Bruce Willis is sent over to, like, help the kid, and he's helping the kid. And then it turns out, the kid didn't want to say it immediately, but when he starts trusting Bruce Willis, he tells Bruce Willis, I see dead people.
Right.
It's like he just sees them all the time. Some of them don't even know they're dead.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
Right. Right.
And Bruce Willis helps this kid through the movie. And at the end of the movie, you realize Bruce Willis died.
Yeah.
And he's one of those ghosts.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And then they show a montage of all of the scenes.
That Bruce was in. Yeah, his
character.
That
he really wasn't in.
Right.
Right.
And he didn't even know. The person he was in wasn't even there.
He's in the background.
They
don't acknowledge him.
Right.
He's having lunch with someone. They never look at him.
Yeah.
It was one of the best
scary
movies I'd ever seen.
He was shot.
He got killed when the guy shot.
This is why she thinks John Travolta made the corn grow. I just friggin' told her.
I was picturing it.
Wasn't even 2 hours ago.
In the beginning,
it was 3 minutes ago.
If that,
I don't think it was 3 minutes.
He was shot in his house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's your attention to detail I find most rewarding.
If you're ever driving along and you get stuck in traffic and you didn't know it was coming, over here.
Right. You ever see Ash on the side of the road? Meet somebody threw out of the car.
This is the person that we asked to keep all the details in line. Once the show's off the air, it's like, hey, just make sure everything that we're doing for the next couple of weeks is in line. Yeah. That's her job.
That's great.
She does great at that.
I know. I don't get it.
Right. Like AJ, there's part of the brain that's just black. The movie part of her brain is just black.
Actually, mine's bong resin.
Versus applesauce. It's just useless.
All right, next movie, Mitch.
All right, this was just on the other day. Goodfellas. Have you seen it?
No.
Okay, what do you think it's about?
Oh, man.
It's about a group of Italian mobsters.
Okay.
Hold on, hold on. You know, we have to have a rule in this game, and this will be a game because I'm having too much fun.
Okay.
The rule will have to be you can't use the name of the movie in your description because you can't say it's a group of guys who are good fellas.
Right.
Or it's a bunch of guys who are animals. You can't use the name of the movie.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. It's bunch of guys who are Italian, and they're mobsters, and they have a mystery. Like, there's a missing piece of the puzzle at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, it's Billy Batts.
Yeah. He became a puzzle.
There's a lot of...
He became a jigsaw
puzzle. Hey, you want a leg or a wing? Hey, Harry.
So they spend the movie really looking for this piece of the puzzle.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man.
And then right when they're eating spaghetti, it all hits them.
They're going to hit you in a second.
It's better just to say I have no idea.
I have no idea.
Right. Yeah, that would work.
Yeah.
More respect there.
AJ, you want to bring us?
Big Hollywood producers.
AJ, you want to bring us through this?
The story of Henry Hill. Henry Hill is basically a kid who in a neighborhood kind of grew up with the mob, started doing things with the mob, became associated with the mob. And his friends, he's got a bunch of friends that he hangs out with. They're all part of the same mob. And Henry starts to do things like he starts to sell drugs and things like that. He starts doing things kind of like the mob doesn't
Scone
like.
Scone against the family.
Against the family, basically. Yeah. But meanwhile, they pull off this huge Lufthansa heist that happened back in like the early 1970s from Kennedy Airport, where they ripped off like about $1 million.
But wasn't that the one that went well? Mm-hmm. It was the one that, it was the next one that where Jimmy just started killing everybody.
Well, Jimmy killed everybody because of that one, because they started talking.
They started spending money.
He told them all to keep a low profile. One guy bought a car.
What was the one that went well?
That was the big one. That's the one in the middle of the movie that leads to him murdering everybody.
Right. Lufthansa heist, yeah. Yeah, that's why Jimmy started killing everybody, because they're all doing stupid things.
He
like
suddenly
cars.
Can't trust them anymore. He gets paranoid.
Right. That's where you find the one guy shot in the car with his wife, the other guy hanging in the freezer.
There was one where the guy who was the head of security
That's
was
Lufthansa.
Part of it.
Yeah, that's the movie.
That's Lufthansa, guy was like, because he was the guy in charge of watching over the money.
Right.
So he let them in, they did it.
So what happens?
So what ends up happening is basically, Tommy's killing everybody. Henry ends up becoming like an informant DA for the DA. Everybody else goes to prison. He's out.
Of the mob?
That's a ratty version.
Right.
But you can follow along.
Right.
It's way better than it.
Much better than that.
I don't hear AJ's description. I must see that movie.
I'm doing a quick synopsis of it, so.
Yeah. I thought there were two heists in that. I
mean, in the beginning, they took a truck.
In the beginning, they steal some cigarettes.
Yeah.
They shake down restaurants.
Right.
Yeah, they hold bars for, they go and they run up like a liquor bill, and then when they don't pay, they just burn the place down.
The hula club, yeah.
No, there's one where Henry actually goes in acting like he's getting luggage, and they get the money.
Yeah,
and then there's another one where Henry hears about it when he's in the shower. I think that's the second one.
Yeah, that's the Lufthansa heist.
That's all the Lufthansa heist.
How did they do it
that's
twice?
All the same thing.
The first one was not as big of a score, and it was just like one of the guards like owed like a huge gambling debt or something, so he just looked the other way. They walked right in the door, grabbed the suitcases, and walked right out.
Right,
and no one said anything.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, so it's the same place. They just hit it twice.
Yeah, because the planes are coming in and out all the time. So they got all kinds of different luggage and different passengers.
Because the first one was all of the money from the soldiers serving overseas that was untraceable.
Yes.
Okay.
And that one big guy was in charge of it. And Henry brought that guy over to meet Tommy, talk about the heist. Mm-hmm. That guy gets killed by Tommy also. Boy, they find him in a dumpster.
We're going to have to take a break.
Yeah.
All right. I'm getting confirmation from Anthony Capozzella. Okay. There were two heists.
Yeah. They boosted the cigarettes in the beginning.
No. I'm not going to argue this anymore. There are two heists. You're wrong. Ashley, forget it.
Are you fact checking the fact checker?
I'm fact checking all of you.
Hey, man.
I'm right. There were two different heists.
I've never seen it, so.
All right. One Henry was involved in. The second, he was in the shower. He just gave Jimmy the tip.
He couldn't be involved in that one.
He wasn't in that one.
No, he couldn't be involved in that one. Oh. They wouldn't let him.
All right. Thank you. Guess who's running for re-election?
Who is
who?
Mayor Elicker.
That makes sense.
Yes.
Yay!
Who wouldn't?
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
So you're doing a job like that?
Exactly.
And he's on the phone right now. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. How's it going?
Yeah, you?
I'm okay.
Good. But what made you decide to run for re-election, and why announce now?
I'm a glutton for punishment. The job is pretty brutal. but it's great at the same time. It's obviously a way to have incredible impact on the city if I surround myself with good people. And it feels like I just finished the campaign because New Haven, the election cycles are 2 years. I'd like to get started early.
Yeah.
You know, I'm wondering, Mayor, from the day you were sworn in to the time you heard, we have a problem. We have a pandemic hitting the city and the hospitals are being overrun. What was the time span there?
A week and a half.
Well, I remember it was pretty close. I started on January 1st, and I remember sometime in January sending an email to one of our health staff saying it's only a matter of time before we get a case when it was all going on in China. Little did I know that we would have gotten, we're up to 8,000 cases now. And that was sometime in January that happened. And, you all know the history from there.
So you're basically just got stuff out of the box
and
figured out where you're putting the pictures of your family.
Just put a stapler in
your
desk.
Office. Yeah. Just got your stapler in. And it's, sir, it's we got a problem.
Okay, should I put it over here or over here?
Yeah, I got to say, I really haven't gotten a lot of pictures in the office still. There's all these empty, I don't know what you call them, armoires with that have empty shelves on because I've never really decorated or anything like that.
It's funny because
you got right to work.
100-year pandemic, right? And you just think 100-year pandemic. You don't realize the number of categories there are problems in.
Right, subjects.
Hospitals being overrun.
Right.
City workers pretty much done.
Uh-huh.
So that's the whole city goes.
Right, complete shutdown. Right.
Schools.
Right.
That's a whole, if you just had the school issue in 1 year.
That'd be tough.
That would be a tough year, just the schools.
Right.
Universities. Sports.
Uh-huh. Business,
restaurants. Restaurants,
everything.
Yeah, right.
All of that.
New Haven's known for restaurants.
All balled into one.
Right.
So when you say COVID, it's a lot of problems.
It's a hell of a tree.
I'm surprised he didn't get in your car one day and just drive off.
He tried to. They shut it down.
Just drive into the harbor.
Drive into the sunset. The governor shut it down. Yeah.
He tried to get out.
He's quarantined.
Like, wait a minute. No one's supposed to be out right now.
You can't be leaving. No.
Mayor Elicker, get back to your house.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a crazy year. It's honestly been a crazy year for everyone, right? For everyone. But I have such a good team, and I knew from the get-go that was the most important thing, is to appoint the right people to the job that knew what they were doing and really cared. And it is important to note that most, if not all, the people on my team are underpaid. They could find better jobs in the private sector, and they're doing this because they love it, even though they're working way overtime this year.
Yeah, can you imagine? Yeah, I'll do that.
Sure.
3 months in.
What did I do?
But, all right, so we had COVID, right?
Yeah.
Your first year in as mayor, COVID, that's a whole basket of problems.
Right, bowl of wax.
And then we have demonstrations.
Oh, man.
All over the city.
They were storming his lawn.
They went to your house.
Oh, my God.
So you must be, about
this
is after COVID.
Yeah.
They have people outside. People that should see you as a member of the team, I feel.
Right.
And they're out there outside. You have to be thinking, what did I do?
I told my wife this wouldn't be a big deal. I could have bowled in there. I could have bowled once a week.
It'll be easy.
Right.
I feel like you're trying to talk me out of running.
No. We're just saying how good you are.
I'm reminding everybody. Really, what you've been through
in
year one.
It's a tough gig.
Crap.
And people don't want to run you out of town now. So
exactly.
That's good.
There are mayors that don't go through half of this in a decade of serving.
In a decade.
The mayor of Moody's.
But a new mayor, you would expect lots of mistakes. Let's talk about this other one that you had. The Christmas tree got knocked over.
The Christmas tree.
You don't have to be funny. After all this stuff that happened to him,
right.
He gets a phone call. Hey, the Christmas tree's over. Like, yeah?
And you tell us because?
So?
Right. Of course the Christmas tree. Right.
Then put it back up.
Is this one you can handle? Because I'm a little busy over
here.
It's
like problem number 3,890 on my list right now.
Yeah. Did I tell you not to call me?
All right, I'll put it on my list.
I said not to call me.
Wow. So you weren't able to get to a lot of your, the stuff that you promised during the campaign because you had crisis after crisis.
You wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I focused on in the campaign is making sure that people that were struggling the most got the resources that they needed as much as we possibly can in the city. And I think we did that. It just was focused on through the lens of a pandemic, right? We stood up walk-in testing sites in particularly a lot of the neighborhoods that are more challenged in the city. We had tens of thousands of meals given out to the community, made sure that every New Haven Public School student had a device and free internet. So we focused on the same thing, just in a very different way.
Yeah, you did more than you promised.
Exactly.
Really, if you look at it. And you got Yale University to give you $12 million.
Nice.
Like, yes. I don't think anyone has ever done that.
No. I wish I could take credit for that. They have not given more yet.
Did they leave it? I was going to say, did they leave it in a couch somewhere?
Yeah.
I'd love to let you run with it, but so we're still in negotiations. I'm in pretty consistent communication with the leadership there. And I'm optimistic, but cautiously optimistic. And, it's more, I think they realize they need to do something more, but the question is, how much they're willing to do.
Now, you gotta call them three times a day like a bill collector.
So if you're not familiar with this issue or AJ, it's the university property, they don't pay property tax on
right.
it. So you think about all of the property.
Lots of property. Like,
it's like half of New the Haven. City.
Yeah, we have 60% of New Haven's property is non-taxable. The vast majority of that's Yale. And so it means that 40% of New Haven is paying for 100% of the taxes.
Wow.
And so that means that, individual residents and commercial properties are paying very high taxes compared to other towns.
That their argument must be if Yale wasn't there, New Haven would be Bridgeport.
Yeah, and why do we got to be so mean to Bridgeport?
I love Bridgeport, but they're in a tough spot.
They are, yeah.
If it weren't for the amphitheater coming and some things of that nature, I probably shouldn't have said that, right?
You didn't say it. A lot of people say it around town.
I do. Yeah, that's I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's oversimplifying the issue, right? Yale had a $200 million surplus this past year. And so Yale has, we talk about all this income inequality that exists in the nation right now. And when Yale has that kind of surplus, we're facing a $13 million deficit in this year. And next year we're facing another very, very difficult budget. Yale has the capacity to do more. By the way, it's good for Yale to be in a city where we can pay to have enough police officers walking the beat and a library in every school.
Oh, no, you just...
So they're in their own self-interest.
Mayor Justin Elliker is on. Yesterday announced he's running for re-election. And you just made a good point. The universities are basically teaching this.
Yeah.
Equity, whatever you just said.
That whole thing.
That whole thing. Equality.
I think it sounds smarter.
Yeah. That's it's like, hey, isn't this what you guys are talking
Practice about? What you preach.
Right. Hello.
So have you come up with a slogan? Have you come up with a marketing plan?
Well, that's why I agreed to be on the call this morning, because I figured you guys would come up with something good.
I think the first thing you need to do is take a picture of yourself wearing mittens.
Right. Sitting in a chair on a cold day.
Post it, and then let us do the rest. Right. The internet will take care of it from there.
Right.
Make sure you cross your arms.
The Elliker meme,
it's just a simple pair of mittens.
That's it.
That's
well,
it.
Or other clothes. Otherwise, it'd be
right.
worse. Yeah.
You'd
right.
have to do it today. Because people are looking for that next wave now.
Right.
Exactly right.
You would be the Connecticut next wave.
Right.
Yep.
So work on
all right. I'll think about it.
Do you have mittens?
Do you have an old tan jacket?
Do you have mittens?
Oh, get a manila envelope.
You need glasses.
You don't need anything in it.
Right.
Mayor, have you used that picture at all? Have you done a meme with it?
The mitten picture? No, not yet.
Yeah. Not yet. As soon as you get the phone us, yes.
Do you have a favorite?
I do not. I do not. And to be honest, this is like classic calling you guys. You're referencing something that I have no idea what you're talking
really?
About.
This
man,
ever.
World on
it's
fire.
Everywhere.
You always give me a hard time because I don't know what you're talking about.
I know.
Pop culture voice.
Doing that mayor thing.
So you don't go on the internet at all?
No, like Facebook?
I try to stay away from the Facebooks.
Okay, but I love the Facebooks.
The Facebook, right.
Yeah, it's a way of sounding older.
Well,
Check. It worked.
But if you click on local news sites,
yeah,
where their feeds, they were even posting pictures.
Yep.
I'm going to text you a meme right now, Mayor Elicker.
I'll take a look-see. I'll take
at
a look
the inauguration, Bernie Senator Sanders was in a seat by himself, separated for obvious reasons, wearing a pair of mittens that were made
oversized
mittens like that were made by someone in his state, right?
Yes.
That picture, they would Photoshop him into other famous scenes.
Yeah, like on the bench of Forrest Gump.
See now.
Da Vinci's Last Supper. Right. At the table.
But isn't the mayor doing a good job for himself? If he listed off 15 of his favorite, we would think, well, what are you doing all day?
This is true. Right. You're in the Facebook all day.
You know, there's COVID, there's school, there's winter sports, there's...
And you're in the Facebook.
Right. The Facebooks.
And like
the Facebooks.
He's
right.
going through Twitter. Oh, this one. I like this one.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. What library do we find the Facebooks in?
Which aisle?
I'm looking at them now. They're pretty good. They're pretty good.
Yeah. That's funny. So I think you should do a picture of you and mittens. I think that goes viral. Come up with a catchy slogan.
Right.
And there you go.
All right. This sounds like the best second day to the campaign launch.
And we're here for you. So.
Yes. Anytime. Need ideas?
Phil has three movies he's going to give to you. We're going to see if you saw. These are movies that everyone has seen.
Jaws.
Okay. I've seen that.
Awesome.
Are you testing me now? Or what?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, this is not going to go well, but I've seen Jaws.
Okay.
Go old.
All no, right. I'm going to go newer as we go along.
No, but old to him is 70s. No.
This is right.
How old are you, Mayor?
Wait, what's the next one?
See how he dodged that
movie?
Question?
Yeah. Back to the Future.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Okay. Wow, all of them.
Next
I've
one.
Seen them all. Yeah, this,
awesome.
This is easy because it was before I actually had a job.
Right.
Math would be one more movie. Okay, go ahead.
The Sixth Sense.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
Holy
cow. See?
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm going to
all
different decades.
Holy.
Do something today and forget it.
Right. Been there.
Ashley hasn't seen any of those.
I haven't seen any of those.
Oh, wow. And I've even watched with my wife this chess. What's the chess?
Oh, the Queen's Gambit.
The Queen's Gambit.
Yeah, we've been enjoying that. So but there's a little bit there that there's a little bit of hope for me.
Well, Ash's been in the Facebooks. So.
Oh, all right. Well, Mayor, we're glad you're running again. We think you're doing a great job with New Haven, and thanks for coming on the show. Myrtle Beach couple arguing when one brought up how the victim only has one testicle.
Oh.
All right.
Which caused the victim to get upset.
Well, yeah.
It happens. It's all right.
Yeah, we're a little nuts.
Well, usually you have one testicle because there was a cancer issue or...
Something happened.
Right?
Maybe one.
Horrific injury.
Right. One never came down.
Right.
Horrific injury.
You don't, like, donate to somebody else, you know?
Chipmunk attack.
Right, exactly. You never
oh,
know.
Man.
Right. Yeah, trying on jeans without underwear. Yep.
Chipmunk was just looking for some nuts.
Right, exactly. The Something About Mary incident. Yeah.
Right. Exactly right, yeah.
Ouch.
The beans out of Frank's.
Incident with a high heel
right.
shoe.
Ah,
ooh,
exactly
stiletto.
Right. Right. Yeah, never run naked. Right? Doorknobs, yep.
Dropped an ice pick while sitting down.
Yep.
Ah!
Yep, but hey, he had a ball.
Only
one ball.
Here. Anyone listening with one testicle, call and tell us how. What happened? 1-877-764-2535.
Do you lean to one side, I'm wondering?
It's not like losing a big toe.
I think it just centers in the middle.
Right. Your underwear looks fine.
Well, it's clearly noticeable, right?
Yeah.
But does anyone care? Like, who would care?
Right.
How does it come up in average conversation?
They're not the most attractive piece of jewelry in the first place.
True.
Yeah. I think that would be a good thing, right?
Yeah.
I think if I were to see one in a encounter, I would stop and sort of pause and look, but then I probably
start
wouldn't.
Feeling around like, where's the other one?
Right.
It's like checking a Christmas stocking. Right. Is there anything in here?
Right. Where's the other half? If I poke in the belly, it'll drop.
Yeah.
Right.
Would you ask?
Not at first. Like, if it was, like, the first time something like that was happening, I think I would pause and, like, look and be like, well,
you
all
say,
right.
Yeah. You wouldn't say, where's the other one?
Do you ever get a peanut and only had one nut in it?
No.
I've had that. Mm. You're like, this is kind
of had an egg with two yolks.
So one insults the other for having only one testicle.
Right.
That one points his finger at the...
offender?
The offender.
Right.
And then he grabs his finger and twists it.
Oh.
Ooh.
So first your finger, then your nuts.
Causing him pain.
Right.
What do we have here? Worth it or not?
Story about his friend. It's not him personally.
Okay.
I have this friend. Meet him.
Hey, Wayne.
Good morning. How are we doing, guys?
Wayne in Enfield. Good, thank you.
What's up, Wayne?
What happened?
Hey, I've got a friend. When I was growing up, we went to high school together, and we kind of grew up together, and just a bunch of brats riding bicycles. Went up over this dirt mound at a house that was being built.
Oh, no.
The seat came off.
Oh, the pole.
And the man came down on the pole and left the nut. But he has five kids to this day.
Right. He played hooky.
So you don't need
where did it go?
You got to do.
Right.
Oh, did he find it?
It was skewered, probably, right?
Do you, like, rub the dirt off?
It was skewered like a meatball with a toothpick through it.
Just put it back on.
Jesus.
Oh, there you go.
That's what he said.
Well, his father come running across the field because he heard something had happened, and he seen us kids out here just riding the bicycles, doing jumps.
Right.
And he scarfed his kid up in his arms.
Yeah.
He must have ran 100 yards to his house to get in the car to go to the ER.
Yeah.
And he did that. And the guy survived everything, but he... And like I say, as life went on and we went to high school, he had one nut, but he has five kids to this day.
Yeah,
he's a great friend of mine.
Yeah,
when they say fall the bouncing ball, they mean it.
Well,
there you go.
Was there a scream or was it?
You see him skipping.
Oh, there was a good loud-ass scream. I think the neighborhood birds all were silent when they heard it.
Oh, yeah, they all flew off.
They say some nights you can still hear it.
Oh, my God, it was something, my guys.
Where they do that Ferris Bueller.
Right, where they show the entire city.
Right, the city, and then Earth.
Right, yeah. No! Yep, exactly.
There you go. Have a great day, guys.
All right, thank you. Thanks.
He's like, I'm out of this one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you guys getting silly.
Oh.
As he said, oh.
I was going to ask him, was there a lot of blood? Is that something that just bleeds? You know, like when you nick yourself shaving?
It's just
like, where's all this blood coming from?
Right.
It's just a nick?
Right.
It seems like there's a lot of veins down there.
I would imagine it would. I don't want to find out personally, but yeah.
Ashley, you know. Come on. Like you don't know.
I don't know what that injury looks like.
Oh, okay.
Jeez.
So I'm guessing
instead
of a chin, like a speed bag.
Wow. Well, good for him. He survived.
Look at that.
Man,
and had
that
five
sounds
kids.
Like the most painful way to lose a testicle.
He had five kids real bruised.
Is there a painless way to lose a testicle, though?
Yeah, it's called surgery.
I feel like that involves pain.
Yeah, you're probably right because you can't walk around.
They put you out.
But if you're scaling the pain, that one's on the high end.
Oh, yeah.
Using it on a bicycle without a seat.
Put it this way. You're just putting underwear on. Your hand just actually brushes against there. You're doubled over.
Mike the plumber.
Uh-oh. Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Hey, Mike the plumber.
So I witnessed one of my teammates playing lacrosse take a shot directly to the groin.
Oh, without a cup?
Drop ground. No cup. But after that, we all wore cups after that.
That's
but he
hard
lost
ball.
The ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, he lost one of his balls, took a shot right between the legs.
Now,
never heard a man scream louder.
Do you pick up the lacrosse stick and go launch into the goal or what?
No, you just kind of stood there and kind of cradled it.
Wow. What was
that was one of the most painful things I've ever seen.
Is that a ride to the hospital in an ambulance or mom's car?
Must be.
That's ambulance.
Oh, no, that was an ambulance. We had an ambulance because there's multiple games going on at once, so you have paramedics there just in case something like this happens.
Yeah, there's nothing in his throat.
Yeah, he took a ride to the ambulance and came home without a nut.
Right. Would all of a sudden look like you have a swollen gland in your neck? That's a hard shot.
Yeah, that went up high.
Is that a pimple?
No, it's like hard rubber ball. He took
Yeah, it's a hard ball.
Jeez. How long before you saw him, like, walking around the school?
Oh, it was like, I would say, 3 to 4 weeks, a month later, and you kind of saw him in crutches, and he was just not happy about life.
Yeah, when you say lacrosse, he pees himself now.
I hope he's okay now. All right, Mike, thanks.
No problem, guys. Take it easy.
All right. Talking about this story where the two guys started fighting because one had a testicle and the other one was making fun of him.
Right, you never do.
And we asked you, the tribe, to call in with lost a testicle story. Matt in Wallingford.
How's it going?
Good, thank you.
Good, how are you doing?
Not too bad. So this was back in 2004. I was working with one of my buddies. We were running HVAC hoses for some new construction townhomes and stuff. And a couple of the guys decided they were going to disable the safeties on a nail gun and have some target practice shooting cans and stuff. The foreman of the job was walking behind the fence that they were using as a backstop. Well, one of the guys missed, and the nail went through the fence and caught him mid-stride and nailed a testicle to a wall behind him.
Wow. That's a tough shot.
That's like that balloon, the dart and the balloon thing.
At the carnival.
The right. Carnival.
Right. Did he win a clown?
Oh, my God.
He nailed the boss.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So, you have to pull the nail out, right?
Exactly.
You don't cut the fence and bring him in on the fence.
No, of course.
Holy crap.
Yeah. No, it was... Yeah, we could hear him over all the bulldozers and everything just screaming. I'm, me and my buddy were actually in the house. Walls were up. We were running the hose. We could hear him through everything.
It's like a soprano.
And, wow, so he lost the nut from that.
Yeah. Yep. Somehow it managed to go right between his legs and catch one and nail it to the wall.
Oh, my God. Wow.
You know what, in a martini, you have the olive on the stick? Kind of like that.
Wow.
Only
All right.
kind of olive.
Holy cow.
Wow.
Can you imagine that workman's comp plane?
Right. Someone has to check to make sure.
Right. Or the guy, reasonably leaving job, shot Matt, boss. In the...
Or that guy walking, like, had no idea what happened. He's like, why am I stuck?
Right. Hey, quit hanging around. I'm not.
Then you take a leak, you look like a garden sprinkler.
Right.
All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Holy cow. I couldn't even make jokes during that one. That one's so bad.
Tough.
So bad.
That's why we're here.
There are... plenty coming in. And there's what line one reminds me of a movie scene, and line four is another horrible accident.
Oh, really? Hey, Will, can you hold on like 3 minutes?
Sure.
All right.
As for you.
Thank you.
Look at that. See what a guy.
Will in Waterbury, you have a story?
Yeah. My father years ago played at a golf league after work, and their foursome was out there, and they heard somebody yell four. And instead of ducking, one of the guys turned around to see where it was coming from and got it right in the nuts.
Oh, I should have yelled
line
two.
Drive. Yeah.
That was actually exactly. Caddyshack, remember?
That was exactly the scene I was thinking. Right.
But Judge Smales got it. Oh, I should have yelled two.
And you got to start playing Journey right after that.
Right.
Damn.
That's what he said.
Did he lose a testicle from it?
Yeah, they threw him on a golf cart, brought him in, had an ambulance get him, and he had to have one surgically removed. Yeah.
Now, do you play, if that's your ball, do you play off of him? Or do you take a mulligan? What do you do?
Yeah. Holy crap.
Right.
Scrambled his eggs.
Right. I know you're in pain, sir. I need you to just lay still for a second so I can make the shot.
As horrific as that is, I almost feel like you should make a prize for that shot.
I think so, too, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, there should be a picture of you somewhere in the club.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, brother. Thanks for holding, too.
Thanks.
Maybe they call it a par two.
All right. Take one more.
Or a birdie.
Luke in Middletown.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Luke. Hey, you know what? Actually, we're going to have to take Richard, too. I just saw this. Okay, go ahead.
I know.
All these are good.
Luke and Richard. Gotcha.
All right, Luke. What do you got, brother?
Hey, so I was working with a guy building a race car, and he was cutting the frame up, and the angle grinder disc popped and hit him right in the beanbag.
Ooh, Renyons. Well,
were there sparks flying?
No, I'm like chop meat.
Oh, my God.
Look how smooth he is now, though.
The best thing, though, is he kept going. He finished his weld, got himself in the car, drove himself to the hospital, and got it fixed.
See?
I feel like that's overly calm for that situation.
That's a mechanic right there, man.
Wait, what? He cut his groin open.
I'm breaking up on you guys.
With a grinder? All right, thank you.
Oh. Yeah, but look how polished it is now.
Wait, I need to...
So smooth.
You need sunglasses. It's so shiny.
It's so smooth.
You have to manscape after that, really.
You definitely have to, right?
Yeah. Maybe it was all the hair saved him.
Right. What do you think, some kind of ball wax?
The grinder got caught in the hair.
You need the ball wax. You need the ball wax that they have for the bowling balls.
Trapper Don would be super safe.
It would be. Yeah, really.
That's right.
You're like clearing the fourth alien
crop
circle.
Some smoke.
Be like a crop circle.
Break the machine.
The grinder
aliens came here.
Wow.
Right. Do you ever catch that run on the carpet with the vacuum cleaner?
Right.
It just locks up. Yeah. That's me. Like,
yeah. Exactly. Right.
Richard in Brookfield.
Good morning.
Hey, you're a former EMT?
Yes.
Well, thank you for
that. I'm sure. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Years ago, we were responding to a call for a shooting in a nearby town as to where I am now. And it was to an area at the time that was just a series of small dirt roads, little cottages that had been converted over the years into the house, no street lights, no anything like that. So as my partner and I go shooting by the cops who are waiting for backup, we're winding around in this little dark area of residences, and there's a guy walking down the road with his hand in his belt, kind of bent over, and I said, oh, that's our guy. We stop, we get out. And what this clown had done was he had been drinking and shooting up the ceiling of his home with a large caliber handgun, and then decided to put it into his waistband like you see people do in the movies.
Yep.
Unfortunately, he did not take his finger off the trigger.
Oh, crack shot.
The bullet, literally, the bullet went in right behind his belly button, went straight down, and blew out the bottom of a testicle to the point where it looked like if you had taken a large firecracker and put it in an apple,
oh,
and just blew it out.
Right.
Oh, my
nice. Good description.
He was saying more than who, but yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe he was walking.
Yeah. Well, he's probably skipping, actually. Yeah.
Well, I think if you ingest enough alcohol and mix it with firearms,
right,
you're capable of doing almost anything.
Right.
No, I would say if that happened to me, all you'd have to do is put your windows down and then follow the screen.
Exactly, right. It gets louder, you're getting closer.
Oh, was there gunpowder everywhere?
No, there's blood everywhere.
So. Right, yeah.
So did you... Yeah, you
from
had to,
the, from
you
the had, hole where it went in and then where it came out.
And you had to touch his ding-ding? To wrap it, right?
Well, actually, what happened was he's screaming, "Don't touch me! Don't touch me!" I said, "No problem. Here's a bunch of gauze."
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You touch yourself.
Yeah. Pack the wound.
Yeah.
Now he's 9mm. Yes.
Ah, oh, God.
Yep. No, it was. I think it was a .45 caliber handgun.
Now I'm saying what he had left.
The most powerful handgun in the world. Yeah.
That's what he had left.
And you have to ask yourself, do I feel lucky? Not today.
Nope.
It's Fun Fact Friday. Up next, Bernie Sanders.
Hey.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
Good.
You know, that meme of mine is being passed around so much, I might become more popular than Grumpy Cat and Evil Kermit combined.
Nice.
Did you know that?
I noticed
you've had more airtime with that meme than you did when you were running for president.
I love it. That is a fun fact, isn't it?
I love your Metallica Ride the Lightning cover so far. That was a good one.
You'll like that, don't you?
Right. Yeah. What is your favorite?
I'm on the Crosby, Stills, and Nash album too.
That was a good one, also. Right.
I do like that.
And I love you with the Beatles.
The Beatles, yes. The Beatles is a good one. I like when I'm sitting with the President Roosevelt and Stalin and Churchill.
That was a good one, black and white one. Yes, right.
There's one with you on the beam of the skyscraper workers, the steel workers.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yep. These are all very good. Did you know that a meme is a unit of cultural information spread by imitation? Did you know that?
Now.
Is that a fun fact?
It comes from the Greek word mimema.
Sanders can't say mamima.
Was that someone mamima. You dated?
It means imitated. In fact, I'm being mamimaed right now as we speak.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like a mime. Wild. Mimes imitate.
There you go.
Bernie agrees with me.
You know my mittens are made out of repurposed wool sweaters. Did you know that?
I didn't know.
No.
What's the story behind those?
There's instructions online. I don't know if you sew or anything, but there's ways to knit them that are on the internet.
Right.
What's the story with those mittens? Who made them?
This was my daughter-in-law runs a daycare. Okay?
Yeah.
And the woman that is a mother of one of the children at the daycare thought she'd make some mittens for me. So during the campaign, she brought them to the daycare, and my daughter-in-law passed them on to me.
Right.
That's a true story.
And fun fact, you can actually get the finger wearing mittens. No, no.
True.
That's why he wore them to the inauguration.
That's true.
Didn't vote for me.
What's the
crazy?
Hardest?
The word meme is now a more popular search term than Jesus, too. I don't know if you know that.
Is that right?
Wow.
What's the hardest thing to do with mittens on?
The hardest thing to do is to text my wife.
Dial a cell phone.
So
okay.
I always have an out.
Right.
Where were you, Bernie? Well, I had my mittens on.
Well, that and chopsticks, yeah.
That's the next thing, right? So we were talking about people are going to put mittens on and they're going to make their own, right? Because first it was putting you into memes and pictures, famous pictures.
Uh-huh.
Now it's going to be someone doing that to themselves.
Right.
And then next would be someone with mittens doing things that are difficult, like tying their shoes.
Exactly, chopsticks.
It's a complete evolution, isn't it?
Right.
It's evolving as we speak.
Cutting hair.
Did you say chopsticks, AJ?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. I can't even do it on a normal day.
Did you see me in the pattern of Melania's dress?
Yes.
That horrible dress?
That was very nice. That was very nice. You look good.
That was a good one.
You look good.
No.
Yeah.
That's great.
You look good.
And, well, you've seen the video going around where she just blows Mr. Trump off.
Thanks for
saying off.
They
get off the plane, and he stops to wave, and she's like, I'm done with this.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, she's done with her first lady duties.
Oh.
She's wearing the dress with my face all over it.
Or she had the first lady duty. I got to get out of here.
That's true. Not now.
Right. Not now.
I'm busy.
I'm prairie dogging over here. Hurry up.
Yeah.
Good stuff, guys.
All right. So.
We're
going to
come up with some more memes. I know it.
We are.
This isn't going to stop. We're going to go into next week with this.
We're going a distance here.
All right. Anything else, Bernie?
Not that I can think of right now. Nearly 60% of all memes are political in nature. There's another fun fact for you.
Fun fact. 60%.
Look at you.
So I guess I'm political, so I fall into that category.
There
that would
see.
Be you.
Right.
There you
all
go.
Right.
Okay, Bernie.
You guys wear mittens, don't you?
Only one.
I'm not the only one.
Only one.
I'm trying to think of the last
time.
Of
my
everybody
hands.
Deserves their fair share of mittens.
Right. Did you know that?
Top 0.1%.
Bernie, mittens, I'm sure you knew this.
What?
They keep your hands warmer because all your fingers are touching each other as opposed
are you kidding
to gloves.
Me,
that is correct.
Because no one knew that.
It's a fun fact.
It's a fact.
Fun fact. Red is red.
It's a fact and it's fun.
Why is her microphone on?
Did anyone not know that?
I knew that.
Body warmth.
I think that just kind of goes without saying, doesn't it?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
You can cross your fingers in mittens.
Did you know a hat keeps your head warmer?
Maybe somebody out there doesn't know.
Right.
Maybe somebody's like, oh, I'm going to buy some mittens now.
She was so proud of herself. I was.
That was the best part of that.
That was a on.
That was the best part.
Yeah, but it was awesome to see it wasn't deflate.
I'm going to send you guys some mittens. What do you say?
Please.
Thank you.
Okay.
You can put them in Ashton's mouth.
You try running the control board at the radio station with those mittens on.
Now all right, Bernie, we got another call here we got to take. Thank you.
Go ahead. Thank you.
All right.
He's talking
all right. Fun fact Friday. John Travolta.
Yeah, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
Hey, morning.
Hey.
Hey, did you know there's a species of frog called wood frog? The wood frogs are found in Alaska, okay? If you were asking where, they're in Alaska.
Right. Anyway, I was going to ask where, yeah.
These wood frogs can hold their urine for up to 8 months.
Ah!
Oh, wow.
How did they not get a bladder infection here? I don't get it. But then I realized, as I continued reading on about the fun fact, they are hibernating. And that's what that's how it works. They survive on the urine.
Nice.
We were talking about you this morning because we were talking about movies, and Ashley's a big fan of yours.
Hi, Ashley.
Just hi, John.
She has mittens.
She saw Grease.
It's a good movie.
Great movie.
She saw Phenomenon.
Yes, I did.
She's the one
Phenomenon.
Person. She's the one person.
Can you explain the plot to that movie to us, John?
I could explain that about as good as I could explain Battlefield Earth.
So that'd be no.
Which means no.
She hasn't seen Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, that's a crime.
What?
What?
And she has.
Are you talking about Ashley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a fan of mine and you haven't seen Saturday Night Fever?
It's true, but you look wonderful in that white suit.
Much better than that smock I got to wear in the hardware store selling paint.
Well, it says, can I help you? Yes.
Hey, Danny, come on over here. Help me stock the shelves.
And she hasn't seen Pulp Fiction.
Oh, my God. Are you really a fan?
Is she really alive?
It's like Bernie Sanders almost creeped in there and said, are you a fan?
Dave from New Canaan.
Hey, kids. How you doing?
Hey.
Good.
I got a fun fact for you. Let's start with some music.
Fun facts. We got fun facts. Lots and lots and lots of fun facts. Fun facts.
Thank you, Paul.
No problem.
Kids, did you know that pineapple works as a natural meat tenderizer?
Hmm.
Oh.
Whoa.
Pineapple.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I use that a lot, Dave. I always slap my meat with the pineapple.
Yeah. Maybe we should have went with the Pineapple Express joke, Paul.
Fun facts. We got fun facts.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Take care, kids.
All right. Bye. Ah, that's going to be playing in my head now. We got to grab that. That's got to be the theme.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It up.
Nice.
Every week with that. Bob the limo driver.
Good morning. Fun fact Friday.
Yes.
Fun fact. When you were born, you have 300 bones in your body. But as an adult, you only have 206.
Where do the other bones go?
We poop them out?
Good question. They fuse together.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Like the soft spot.
The cranium.
That's why baby's head can go through some pretty small spots.
Oh, my God.
If you want to mold them right, you got to do it early.
They come out looking like a cone.
I want the kid to have like a Coke bottle look. What?
Have a great day.
All right, thank you.
It's like, I'm out of here.
This is why I'm not
a father. Everyone's bailing on us.
Come on, folks. It's comedy.
All right, we got one on the text.
Mike from Derby. Fun fact, you can drive from Canada to Russia in the winter through Alaska.
That's some hard ice.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
You can see Sarah Palin's house.
Fun facts. We got fun facts.
Lots of fun facts.
Fun facts.
Time now for Boss Keith's top five.
Usually when I'm on this show, I sound crazy or mad or like unhinged.
No.
All of those things sometimes at once. So
Good job so far.
And people, friends of mine who listen have said like, you know, maybe you should do something that shows that you're like more normal or like a softer side. So today, I came up with the top five things that I get emotional about.
Seems like your friends would set you up for failure, though. We've seen your friends.
So, like my Kevin, who works here on our sister station, takes the audio from this and sends it to all our buddies so they can like listen and say like, "What is wrong with
and
you?"
It's group comments.
It's group comments.
Oh my God, we should see those comments and read them Monday morning at 6:20.
They're all. Those. You should see a doctor. How is this on the air? Is there a sponsor? Have they heard what you're saying? It's a lot of
and
it.
And AJ's the crazy one.
Right, right. So today I thought I would talk about things that make me emotional, like to make me look nicer and more normal.
Okay.
And then I, after reviewing the list, it's not going to help.
Really?
Yeah, you're going to say, this doesn't make you more normal. It makes you more nutty. So here are my top five ridiculous things that I get emotional about.
Okay.
Okay, number five, when TV shows end. So I hate when TV shows end. Now, the binge era has sort of changed all that. But if you watch a show for 10 years, right, and every week, and remember, I'm an only child. So as a kid, I watch a show. I watch a show for 10 years and then it ends. I am very emotionally drained when it ends. I have real strong memories of Happy Days ending, of Friends ending, of even shows like Dawson's Creek ending.
You're not cry
old enough to be
Dawson's Creek.
Happy Days ended in '84, so I watched it in reruns. And then, as a little kid, I also watched the live version while it was happening at the same time. So that ending really was upsetting. Friends ended in 2004. Dawson's Creek ended in like 2001.
Wow.
Dawson's Creek, you know they. She winds up with Pacey. It's wonderful.
This
it's
is why.
Ending.
What is that show about?
This is why his
you
house.
Never seen
it's about
Creek?
high school romance.
Right. This is why his house has no knives. By the way,
it's a teen sort of a teen drama.
When you say emotional, you mean crying?
I'm physically moved by
James
TV shows.
Vanderbeek is from Cheshire.
I thought that part of you was dead.
So like, I guess I haven't cried at anything lately.
No, he only cares about fictional people, not any
real
people.
So does that mean? At the end of a series, we find you at the end of the couch, like in sweats, let's say Juicy, eating Rocky Road.
Listening to The Cure for a month.
Yeah. But everything has changed because of binge watching. So I watched Schitt's Creek like all in a month. And I wasn't sad at the end because, like, they're not my friends. They're like my, you know, people
you
that I
grow
just
up with.
Yeah,
them.
So it's not the same.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Even though that ending was sort of emotional and whatnot, it just doesn't count. But
I
those
didn't even
old
know
shows.
It was over.
It's yeah, it's over. Yeah, six seasons is over. Yep.
Wow.
So that's number five. Number four. When fish die, so I have a fish, or I had a fish, R.I.P.
So you're not a fisherman, obviously.
So I never thought I would. So 6 years ago, I bought a fish.
What was the fish's name?
Goldie.
thought long and hard on that one. Huh?
I have kids. The kids named the fish. So 6 years ago,
I blame the kid.
6 years ago, I bought a fish, right? And the fish has lived forever till Monday. And on Monday, my youngest daughter came upstairs and said, like, I think there's a problem, a fish problem. So I came downstairs, and he's, like, upside down. And I was like, Goldie's dead. I was like, I'm like, sad about this. And Maddie, my older daughter, says to my younger daughter, she goes, this is why we can't get a dog, because Dad's upset about the stupid fish dying. So then I get him out with the spoon. And
she's more you than you.
I swear to you, she's definitely your kid.
And then we had a fake fish funeral. A fake fish funeral where we had to say, we had to say nice things. Yeah, I'm still upset.
Was
about
it a burial at sea?
But this makes
toilet.
AJ, this is why we got yelled at on Tuesday and Wednesday.
That's why
he took this out on us. I was wondering. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with these people?
It was a nice fish and lasted a long time. That doesn't happen.
Is there a bad fish?
Yeah,
they don't do anything.
Like mean fishes,
right?
Aren't there mean fishes?
No.
Yeah, the ones like spit pebbles at you.
Well, it's a little more emotional than that. So I, the fish has been with me since I moved, since I got divorced. It was a divorce fish that I bought.
Gotcha.
And he moved with me into two locations, and he's watched over me. And there are days when the kids aren't in the house, and it's just
and
me
that's
and
all
the,
you have.
Just me and Goldie, just hanging in that bowl.
Right.
And yeah.
And
so
now it's flour and panko.
Right. And now,
no,
he's in fish heaven. Okay. All good fishes go to heaven. So that's number four. We're never getting through this list. Number three.
You sent through the toilet.
Oh, my God. No, but Jennifer had a divorce fish.
Yeah, you got
to
have
it. That came over to the house. It died. It was floating upside down. And then Chaz, young Chaz, built a little casket for it.
It's a message.
We buried it out in the yard, and we all had to speak.
Oh, that's excellent.
So I don't think that this is too crazy.
All right, number three.
Chaz's was, I wish I didn't eat that fish.
Red fish, blue fish, dead fish.
Number three is montages. I am a sucker for montages. They always kill me. Like, so if you take all the Patriots Super Bowl wins, put it together to a song or... like high energy music, it's amazing. I can watch them over and over again. I get emotional about that sort of thing.
The good news is those are done.
You know, that's true. No, Brady.
I count
Brady as part of an extension. And then at the Oscars, when the Oscars do it right, they do montages of movies and the endings of movies. Like, kills me. I love montages.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for all montages. So that's number three.
But all, like a surgery montage,
just the best surgeries all put together to hear the best around from Karate Kid. Yeah. I mean,
Flubble montages.
Yeah. Right, Flubble montages do it for me.
He's crying in the office for a different reason.
I pay these idiots for this.
What's happening on this show? Yeah. Okay, so number two, you're really going to love. There is a U2 song when they perform it live that is a killer. And Phil has the quintessential live version of this that we can play in the background.
You want it right now?
Every single time you hear it.
All right, here it is.
Yeah, it is. It is the live version of Where the Streets Have No Name. There is nothing better. Now, this is from New Year's Eve 1989.
Okay.
And the live
version. Where are they playing?
They're playing in Dublin. They come out at midnight. The bells ring in Dublin for New Year's. They come out to this at midnight, and Bono makes this speech about it's the future, forget about the past, bubble. Oh, it's so great.
And then this is their first song?
Yeah, and then this is the first song.
And then he belts it fell stage.
See, you can hear him. Oh, so good.
Look at him. He's tearing up right now.
And there is a very bad, like, camcorder version of this on YouTube that I watch every New Year's Day. And it's so great. I love it. So when they do this live in concert, this is I'm a mess.
Oh, my God. This is like going to his house and then someone watching home movies.
Yeah.
It's like, we got to watch the YouTube.
He narrates them, yeah.
Disc.
Yeah. Listen to this kick in, though. Turn this part up. And all the lights go on. And like everybody, so good. So that's number two.
If you ever wonder why 90% of the time you turn on this radio station, you hear U2.
Oh. Alan does the music. Don't do the music.
Under your
Alan
direction.
Alan listens to you.
I do the other radio stations. Alan does this one.
What happened when we hit a little dry patch in a meeting this week? I said, Alan, what do you think? And he said, same thing Keith does.
if you notice, sometimes when Keith's drinking water, Alan's still talking.
That's not true. All right, so the number one thing that I get emotional about, this is a real bummer. This is a great way to end this because it's the most bummer. So in my divorce agreement, on Christmas Day at noon is when we switch the kids. Mm-hmm. So it goes to my ex-wife at noon. So if I have them Christmas Eve, on Christmas Day at noon, I drop them off at an abandoned shopping mall on Christmas Day, and she gets the kids. And it is the worst thing that happens year.
It's like
a
drug deal.
It's like a bad drug
deal. Do you flash your headlights first?
Right,
you
I sit in the car.
Her?
What's that?
You don't, like, hand over the goods?
Yeah,
directly?
So we meet in this abandoned parking lot. So she shows up in her car.
I thought Ashley, you were dropping off the kid and just taking the out kids. Of
oh, in the mall parking lot by themselves?
By themselves.
They have food and water.
Good luck, kids. I'll see you on New Year's.
I'm going to Cinnabon. Right.
Wait.
No, the
kids.
Mall is closed. That's what makes it worse. We used to do it at an abandoned liquor store, and that was too depressing. I like to do it anymore.
You had to move it.
Right, so I moved it to the abandoned mall. The good part about it is the other way. So when I get them on Christmas Day, it's exciting. I get to the mall. I get them to get in the car. We go have Christmas.
Yay.
But, man, that other way is not fun. I take pictures of it every year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, I've made bad decisions.
The kids are, too, for Dr. Phil someday.
So don't I seem real and nice and cuddly now?
Yes.
Right?
Are you nuts?
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.